of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soul. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Good morning and welcome to the Awakened Living Infusion radio show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. If you have a desire to live a life that's more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck, are experiencing health concerns, or are curious about ways to improve your life, this show will give you new perspectives and steps to change your life. Today we're going to be talking about resolutions versus wishes and how one can make all the difference in the world. You know, as we are recording this show, it's actually January. January 12th is when this airs, which is typically the time of year when over half of all adults make New Year's resolutions. Statistics have shown that by January 12th, which is when this show is airing, most people have already given up their good intentions. And this is according to Strava, the social network for athletes, who looked at 3.5 million athletes and found that this is the day when their applications drop online. 80% will have broken their resolutions by February. According to research by the University of Scranton, only 8% of people who make resolutions actually succeed at them. And the most common ones, of course, are losing weight, exercising more.
Oh, I thought you were going to say type A personalities. Sorry.
Again, losing weight. Exercising more, quitting smoking or those types of things, and also saving money. So it's kind of funny to me because those people who sign up for gym memberships
are the same people that are trying to save money.
Yeah, and it ain't working, you know, if they're doing that, right? So there are some reasons that people don't stick with their resolutions. Common ones are they set too many or it's too broad. You know, they want to exercise more, but they're not specific in that. Or they're just not really in it. You know, their heart really isn't in it. Their head is, but their heart's going, really?
Right. It's an obligation, really.
Right, yeah. So, you know, we're going to talk about there are some typical things that you can do to make them work. But we're going to, you know, later on in the show come up with a whole different way that's even better for you. But here are some things that might work. You know, when you're making resolutions, be realistic. Make them practical. Make them achievable. Focus on one thing at a time. You can also build on something. So if you're already walking 3 times a week for 30 minutes, how about adding 10 minutes on? Because you already have that habit built, right?
Right.
So you know you're successful at that, and you can just add just a little bit more. It doesn't have to be these grandiose, huge ideas, right? And then there's an acronym, which is SMART. Be specific, have it be measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. You know, again, that 10-minute time, or I'm going to do this for 6 weeks, or, you know.
Or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to add this on at 2:30 p.m.
Right, yes. And then the next one can be kind of interesting, right? Telling somebody about your resolution, and they can act as sort of an accountability partner, and hopefully this is someone who really likes you and won't be the saboteur in your life.
You know, they didn't call me today and let me know where they walked in more minutes.
Or, you know, the person that knows that you are going to really be watching what you eat and comes in with a bag of chocolate or a bag of potato chips that they know you love, or, you know.
Pick the supportive person.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yes. Be careful who you, right? And then changing your behaviors with like-minded people if you can. And this is sort of like misery loves company mentality. You know, we want to, if it's something that we're not really excited about doing,
but we feel we should.
Right. There's that, you know, should thing again, right? And remember that it's a process. Be kind to yourself. And if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, one day, you know, tomorrow's another day. You get to make another choice. I know it sounds funny, but research by Brian Weiland at the Behavioral Health Clinic has shown that making an external change to your appearance, like dyeing your hair or changing your hairstyle or growing a beard or shaving your beard, actually increases your chance of making your resolutions stick. And this happens because there's a phenomenon that occurs in your brain in the frontal lobe that makes all of our, you know, planning the future for us and that type of thing. Thinking about, you know, your life is also responsible for making New Year's resolutions. And so when you look in the mirror after you've made this physical change, your brain registers, I'm in control of change. And then when you try to change something else, it's easier to do, which is kind of cool, I think, anyway.
I agree.
So with your resolution in mind, your brain can act on that, whether it's losing weight, saving money, everything that we've talked about, and think, oh, hey, I'm capable of doing this, and it becomes easier. So let's take a different perspective on why resolutions are so challenging. Words are so powerful. They create our reality. They, you know, everything has a vibrational frequency to it, and certain words have a very high vibrational frequency and others have a very low. Resolution is sort of like, you know, all right, let's be resolute about this and follow my resolutions. You know, it's a very heavy kind of a connotation, right? And what we think and say really matters. So we need to choose consciously the words that we even make them with, right? And when you think about making resolutions, they seem to be focusing on the less than desirable aspects about ourselves that we want to change. And that energy thread seems to wind itself throughout the whole process. Kind of a, I am not enough or good enough the way I am kind of mentality.
And it leads to that frustration more easily. Like we said, you add those shoulds on there, and then when you don't, it's like, oh, why can't I do that? Or you said these self-expectations, or it's this commitment that you're not really excited about, but you think because you've chosen to do it that you really need to follow through, and then you get more and more disappointed when that follow-through doesn't come naturally or doesn't
it's
feel good.
It's that guilt feedback loop, isn't it, right? And we can do that to ourselves so much. And as we've talked about before, our brains are wired to scope out what's wrong. You know, going way back to our ancestors in caveman days, right? And so they do that in all areas of our life, scoping out what's wrong. And that's what happens when we want to lose weight. Our brains are shocked. Oh my word, right? They're hardwired to find anything that is lost, even to the point of obsessing about it. And your brain thinks, oh no, I must find those pounds that were lost, and I'm going to add even more for good measure. And it just keeps on perpetuating itself. And that is the phenomenon that is responsible for people not only gaining back the weight that they lost, but putting on even more. We're hardwired that way.
There's also a concept in Chinese medicine that I really love about seasons, that we are cyclical with the seasons, our bodies, our minds, our emotions. And there are certain times of year when we need to be doing things. And winter really revolves around being internal, hibernating, renewing yourself for that time when you can be out and about and doing things. And so think about the resolutions people make in January. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to eat better. They're all action items. Everything's an action. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go out. Even eating better, that revolves around grocery shopping and making new recipes. And when really this is the time, maybe the resolutions would be better to, I'm going to work on a little self-forgiveness right now.
Yes.
I'm going to work on that personal guilt that I feel in certain situations right now. Though you actually may be able to work better in resolutions like that than the physically active ones that you feel like you should be doing right now. Those actually would be better started at a later time of year.
Right. When we do tend to get outside and that type of thing. You know, those things are all really important. Mm-hmm. I like that about the seasons. I particularly am fond of that part of Chinese medicine. When we follow, it's sort of like following the natural rhythms of the day and your circadian rhythms, but to a, you know, expanded aspect of that, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch in Chinese medicine on all cycles, be it day, night, 24 hours, month. But yeah, the seasons are vitally important because your body isn't wired to get up at 5 a.m. when it's dark outside to go do CrossFit. You know, it's in the wintertime, your body would rather sleep in until 7 or 8 when the light starts coming up, and then you can get moving in your day. And even then, because of that depth of the season, it's a slow movement into the day, not let's go out there and do all the activity right away, because that just strains you.
Right. And then we have the time change thrown in there, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know,
doesn't
our bodies
help.
Get really kind of whacked out for good. So what, you know, we're going to be talking about thinking of things in a different light. If we know that even starting the whole resolution process, things are kind of stacked against us, what can we do then to elicit change that we really want in our life? And that's really important. We all want to change and evolve and grow, hopefully. Yeah. We're about that. Our show is all about that. And so we're going to be talking about a very different way to bring about what you want for your life. We're going to be talking about wishes and how they can make a huge difference. And I don't know about you, but can you feel the difference between resolution and wishes? There's a heaviness to one and a lightness and an airiness to the other. And that's really kind of, that's an important piece to this. We want to move more towards joy and lightness in our life and towards things that we can be successful at. So again, in the next segment, we're going to talk about wishes, a different aspect. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd like to thank you for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour. Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, rewriting the odds for their clients for over 80 years.
We are awake.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Wish for me, let the petals of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the slope. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand, let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Good morning and welcome to the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bierick.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about resolutions and wishes. One has a more positive bent to it, like we talked about, which is wishes, right? In this segment we're going to be talking about the concept of 20 wishes. And that comes a little bit later, but wishes are really an important thing. Even thinking about the word wish, you know, it has such a much more uplifting kind of a feel to it, right? You think about wishing upon a star, Walt Disney, that type of thing, right? Or making a wish before you blow out your candles on a birthday cake. We think about something that we'd like to have happen in our life that fills us with joy when we think about wishes.
It reminds me of the history of wishing wells.
Oh, yes.
So in like Norse mythology, Celtic traditions, Eastern European, wishing wells used to be, water used to be sacred because clean water was very precious. Mm-hmm. And so people would make wishes at the water in hopes that they would be blessed with knowledge or blessings in their life from a higher power.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting.
It does.
And then when you go back to saying wishes versus resolutions, you know, that resolute feeling of like, I have to do this, right, versus a wish being something you throw out in the universe. And not that you don't have to. We'll talk about how you kind of have to work at it a little
right.
bit. But it is, it's does have more of a expansive feeling.
It does. So wishes, some other words for wishing would be a desire that you have for your life or a yearning for something, right? Hope. Which is really an important thing, something you aspire to, what you crave for your life, intention, an inclination of something that you're thinking about on the periphery, maybe, right? And definitely choosing and choosing consciously, that's an important part. These are all much more positive and invoke a very different feeling than resolutions, right? And, you know, the important thing here, too, is that wishes are similar to dreams, and they run along a similar path as hope, and we all need hope in our life.
Well, they have an element of passion.
Absolutely.
Or desire.
Right.
You don't throw a wish out there that you don't really want.
Right, right.
Resolution, again, I should maybe do this, I could do this to have a better life, but a wish is something that you are holding inside that you're like, I would really like to see this happen.
Absolutely. And so all of those are very powerful motivators for change, growth, and feeling more alive and joyful, right? It's the feelings that you were mentioning before that give it that power of creation, and it's really a piece that we need to be much more conscious of and aware of. We're going to be talking about the concept of 20 wishes. We're going to go into depth on that. 20 wishes is a concept that I read about quite a few years ago now. And it takes place in, it starts in a book club. where a group of women met for the first time on Valentine's Day. And that's kind of an odd day for a group of women to meet, right? That's sort of a couple's day.
Or maybe not.
Yeah. Or your birthday, you know. But what they found was they had one thing in common. They were all widows. And that day became something that was very challenging for them to get through. And so that being said, and having that in common, they got together on that day to make that day a little bit less painful. And it ended up being a life-changing experience for them. So while they ranged in age from 20s to 60s, that common ground of being a widow leveled the playing field for them. Some of them were very, very wealthy. Some of them were barely making it paycheck to paycheck. And they had that one thing in common. And so they really bonded very quickly and decided, you know, that they wanted to keep getting together. And would it be about a book or whatever? And one woman spoke up and she said, you know, I started something for myself and maybe you'd be interested. And what she told them about was a concept of 20 wishes. And 20 was just a random number that she kind of picked out that seemed doable, right? And there were 20 wishes that she wanted to have happen for her in the next year. And she kind of explained that concept. So I'd like you to think about, how does that feel in your body? Do you feel different about wishing something for yourself than making a resolution? And why are wishes so important anyway? We've talked a little bit about that, right? So the whole concept started because they wanted to change their life in a positive way, and there's a reason why that works better. Wishes are similar, like we said, to dreams and an offering of hope for our life. And to someone who has lost hope or is feeling down, the concept of 20 wishes for themselves opens up all sorts of possibilities once more. And that's really an important thing. What would you wish for, you know?
Oh, that's endless.
Right. If we can get out of our head, you know, and really come from our heart more, connect that mind, body, spirit, that's really an important thing.
I found a quote. It's on the Make-A-Wish Foundation website. And it says, a wish gives a child with a critical illness renewed energy and strength, brings families closer together, and unites communities. And if you think about what their purpose is and what they do, and what one wish granted for a young child can do, and then apply that. Think about 20 wishes for your own life.
Yeah. It's very powerful.
For sure.
It can be life-changing. And again, you know, we need those things that we're looking forward to in our life. It's very important to us. And hope is something that we all need. So the concept of 20 wishes is pretty simple. Listing 20 wishes that you'd like to see happen for you in the next year. Now, there are no other rules that apply except for this. Once you have made your list, it requires action on your part. Okay, so it's not a once, you know, one out of
one
sight, out of mind. Yeah. Right. So we are the only ones that can make our wishes come true. And only if we take the action to do so. Just one small step starts the ball rolling, and it's amazing the changes that occur very quickly. You're suddenly standing in the middle of a circle with 360 degrees of possibility and the power to make any of them happen. So many people find change to be very challenging, and yet it can be so much fun. The next segment of the show, we're going to be teaching you how to do this for your own life and kind of share some things that happened when we did it together in our office. So for more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us today on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, where we're talking about resolutions versus wishes and which one you should really be focusing your time, energy, and attention on. We'll be right back.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Robert Burrill here. Looking to add some comedy to your Saturday nights? Tune in to Laughing Matters right here on AM 950 at 7 p.m. to join myself, along with the funniest comedians in the Twin Cities, for an hour of topical social commentary and blatant self-promotion. Laughing Matters is brought to you by Stand Up Records, the recording label of the best comedians in the country, from Doug Stanhope to Hannibal Buress. Visit them online at www.standupcrap.com.
Yay, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? My friends, it's time you learn my holiday hangover secret. It's Zero Res. Fortunately for you, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res. Get three rooms clean starting at just $119. And this month only, get a hallway clean for free with their three-room special. Call 952-ZERO-RES or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Spell it backward or forward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Perol, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, increasing clouds with a high around 32. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33. Even though we're in Minnesota, we're not too cold or cloudy to go solar with All Energy Solar. Minneapolis actually gets as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. Learn what your options are to save on solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
And welcome to the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjerk.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about wishes versus resolutions and which one is more positive. And if you weren't with us, we decided it was wishes, right? Just want to make that clear.
Just fill you in.
Right. And we mentioned how the concept of 20 wishes was started by a woman who wanted to change the connotation of Valentine's Day for herself and for her life moving forward ever after having lost her husband. And so she arbitrarily picked 20 as being a doable thing for a whole year, right, for herself. And it started to change her life in very interesting ways. So the first thing is you get to write down 20 things that you want for your life, right?
And you don't have to do it all at once.
Right. That's really an important thing. But once you've made that list, it does require some action on your part, right? Why does this even matter? We talked about some of those things. Anytime that something, you know, that is not so positive happens in your life, it's really important to have something to hope about, something to look forward to. That's really an important thing. And the longer that we have limiting thoughts, the more challenging it becomes to shake them, especially when someone has died. You know, we may have survivor's guilt and those types of things, and insecurities about doing something alone, which is normal, but we don't want to stay in that place of frame of mind, right? Mm-hmm. So, and also during any kind of long-term relationship or phases of our lives, you know, there are parts of ourselves that we let go of over time. If you look back and think about the things you used to love about yourself, there are probably a few things that you've let go along the way. And so it's a time now to sit back and think, okay.
Doesn't mean they're lost.
That's right. I can choose to have them be a part of my life again.
We like choices.
Yes, we do. Right. And especially conscious choices, correct?
Yes.
So it's important for us to do this. So what happened with the 20 wishes and how do we even start? At first, it may be challenging to decide exactly what those 20 things might be, because really there are so many possibilities. They can be practical things, or they can be wishes that involve the heart. They can be whimsical or even so far-fetched you can't even imagine how that, you know, these wishes are going to be fulfilled. That's kind of fun to think that way. And remember that all things are possible. So let me ask you this. If there were no constraints of time, money, or whatever obstacles you have thought of in the past, what would you really wish for yourself? Are you struggling to think of something? Again, go back to that younger you. Do you remember when you were thinking about what you wanted to be, what you wanted to do with your life? There were so many possibilities, and there were so many things that you might have loved to have looked into or done, and you decided on one. What if you opened up all of those again, looked at them one by one and say to yourself, is this something I want to explore again or not, right?
And I think for some people, there might be a limited mindset of they potentially would go with that list. You know, maybe limiting themselves because they don't know how necessarily to put something unrealistic down. And so I was thinking about, I love going to bookstores and libraries, and there's all these different sections that you can go to. There's self-help, there's relationships, there's home and garden, travel, things yes. about the world. What, go in and look around somewhere if you really feel like you're stalled out on ideas, and find things that interest you and put them down, or things that might spark your imagination or those memories of when you were younger that maybe, I forgot, I totally was in love with this at one time. What do I want to do something with that at this
right.
point?
Right. So you can ask yourself some questions too, like what do I want most in the world? Maybe it's love. Maybe it's travel.
Maybe it's mayonnaise.
You know, I don't know where that one came from. I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do with that.
Hungry.
Okay. And what are some things that you've always wanted to do, you never have? If you know, no constraints on this. Limitless thinking here. Think of the things that, you know, you may have put on a bucket list. What do you want to do? Long before that movie came out, my daughter and I would take a trip a year. And we started bucket lists before there was even that term. You know, we each had a book and we would write down things that we wanted to do. And then we would, you know, cross it off or check it off when we accomplished them. And every year we'd kind of change it and add to it. So this is a little bit different because it's similar in that you get to pick what you want to do. But then there's a little bit, you know, there's some other things that we're going to be doing with those. So to give you an idea of some of the things that these women in this group chose, again, remembering that these are women who are thinking about, you know, life without their significant other, right? One of them wished for the ability to find one good thing about life. And that seems a very sad thing, right? But remember to meet yourself where you are at. You may not be in the happiest mindset, and that's okay. The really cool thing about that is we can do something with that, and I'll explain that in a little bit. To find happiness again, or to find happiness, right? To do something good for someone else. Now, this resulted in a ton of different things happening. This woman, she decided that she was going to volunteer. So a friend of hers in the group had a friend who was in charge of the grandparent program at an elementary school. And this woman was very introverted, right? But she decided to try it. And she was hooked up with this little girl. And it ended up that she and this little girl hit it off after a few trial and error kind of things, right? The grandmother that she lived with was dying, and so she ended up actually adopting this little girl, and it was really phenomenal. So she wanted to do something good for someone else, and in return, look what she got, right?
Her heart grew 3 sizes that day.
That's right. Many wish to find love again. That might be one of yours. Several of them wanted to learn how to knit. So they took knitting classes together, right? One woman wanted to travel to Paris with someone they loved, and it happened to be the woman that adopted this little girl. She did end up doing that over the course of the year, but she went with that little girl who was someone that she loved. Now, that brings up, you know, it may not look exactly like you thought in the beginning. Open a new business, doing what they loved. That was another one that several of them agreed on. Meet new people. That's a big one for so many people. They want to expand their circle, you know, that circle of influence kind of a thing. Form new friendships. Learn to speak French, Spanish, whatever, right? Learn to cook something new. Explore a new concept of what family could look like. So that's sort of like, have you ever seen the movie Under the Tuscan Sun?
Yes.
One of my favorites, right? Where the woman goes, buys this dilapidated house in Tuscany, and her wishes for herself were to find love, to have a wedding there, to have family there, to have all these things. And a year later, she's sitting there at the wedding of a couple, young couple, who had become family to her. They live next door, right? Mm-hmm. And she was feeling kind of sorry for herself because she didn't have the love of her life. She didn't have a child. She didn't have, you know, all these different things. And her realtor walks over and said, "Oh, but you do. You wished for
a wedding.
A wedding. Look at, we're celebrating one here today. You wished for children. Your best friend came from the United States, had her baby in your house." You know, all these different things. So things don't always necessarily look the way that we thought originally, but they do always come true. So let's talk a little bit about the process. It can be as simple or as elaborate as you desire. You can just write them down originally on one sheet of paper. Just brainstorm a bunch of things that you think about.
I put mine in a Word document.
Right. You know, there's so many different things. Or you could, Word documents kind of nice because you can space things out and write in between. You can do it in a notebook. Or they have leather-bound books that you can get at any bookstore. You fill them with your own words. One woman really loved scrapbooking that I know, and so she created a scrapbook for each year, and she put many pages in there for each wish, because what you're going to do is you're going to make your wish and then journal your progress each step of the way, you know, so that you've got something concrete. So you want to travel. There are a lot of steps between I want to travel. Say I want to go to Paris, right? Go to the library, like you said. Go to a travel agency. Research what you want to do when you get there. These are steps that you can put in your journal and journal about, because the very act of thinking about it and planning it is even more beneficial than going there sometimes, right? It creates all of these chemicals and hormones in our brain, that serotonin.
Feel good.
Yeah, all those things.
System.
It's such a wonderful thing. So when you do any of these things, you go to the library, you know, make plans, that type of thing, plan out a route, celebrate the little steps of progress that you make too, because these are all towards the fulfillment of your wishes, and that's an important thing. The process is important.
I thought about this a lot, actually, when we discussed it, because I kept trying to relate it to goal setting in my mind. And I was like, it's almost like anti-goal setting, really. Mm-hmm. In goal setting, you elaborate what those little steps are from A to B. In this one, You don't have to write down what necessarily step A, B, C, and D are. What you do is you take a step that feels good, that right. you want to take a step, and then you write that down.
Absolutely. So then, you know, the part about focusing on something good in life, have a good things jar where you focus on finding one good thing each day, writing it on a slip of paper and putting it in the jar. There you have a concrete thing that's sitting there. If you're down or whatever, you can go in there and look at all those wonderful things that you focused on every day for a year. And the other thing that this does for you is finding the good in life then has become a solid part of your everyday life. It also hardwires your brain now for finding the good, the positive things each day in your life. And that, indeed, is life-changing.
It's that aspect of gratitude and how that feeds our lives and rewires our brains.
Absolutely. And remembering that all these choices are yours. So I first read this book a long time ago, and recently we did this in our office, and we found that we think very differently as we move through this process. No shock there.
I always think differently.
And it's a fun way to get out of the confines of just making a rudimentary list and begin thinking about 360 degrees of possibilities and limitless thinking. Because in this process, not even the sky is the limit. On the next segment of the show, we're going to be talking about some other considerations surrounding wishes to help you through this process. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us on the Awakened Living Infusion radio show on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Come on back. We're going to talk some more about wishes and how we can change your life.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families, but too often we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas in the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know I purchased my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchased, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Cards keep you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
Wish for me like the petals of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil. The life gives so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand, let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
And welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Burek.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about resolutions versus wishes and a process of 20 wishes for your life that will change it for the better and have a better chance of ensuring your success. We've talked a little bit about how it's the process of doing this that is almost as important, if not more important, than the actions that actually succeeding at doing them. And even thinking about your desires and wishes releases all of these positive chemicals in your brain. And remember, in your brain, everything is happening in the present moment. Okay? This means that your brain believes that it's happening right now. And it releases all those feel-good hormones immediately. So even thinking about going on a vacation, this trip to Paris we've been talking about, or Hawaii, or the Bahamas, wherever, even thinking about it in the brain, it's happening right now. It's a wonderful phenomenon if we use it to think about positive things. It can be bad if we ruminate about, you know, have that feed loop going back on negative things all the time. But that's not what we're talking about today. That would be more like the resolutions I didn't do.
Yes.
Right? And we all need something to look forward to. It helps you focus on the positive things that you want to include in your life. Another thing that we really focus on and stress in our practice is that remembering that what we focus our time, energy, and attention on, we get more of. So why not focus more time, energy, and attention on 20 things that you wish for yourself versus I didn't go to the gym again today? Right? So as you go through this process, remember that it's also about the feelings behind the wishes, the desire of what we want in our lives. Because it's those feelings behind that wish that really creates our reality for us and gives us more power to succeed. It's sort of like fuel in the gas tank, right?
Yes. Filling up your bucket.
That's right. So we have a greater chance of fulfilling our wishes because we have more vested interest in their coming to fruition, and therefore in the process too. And this is in large part due to the positive feelings invoked by thinking of the hopeful aspects that you want to bring into your life. You know, we tend to think about making resolutions around one time every year, and that's New Year's. And for many, they don't think about it till the next year, around New Year's again.
You forget it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. But wishes are very different. You can do them at any time of the year. You know, maybe a good time would be on your birthday every year. Taking yourself on a vacation once a year. Another thing would be, you know, go to a little retreat with yourself and think about what do you want for yourself in the next year. It doesn't have to be one set time, like New Year's Day. So any day is a good day to wish something wonderful for yourself, right? Another thing we tend to forget is that the universe is always conspiring on our behalf for our highest good and always listening to our thoughts and desires. And this is why conscious language is so important. Resolutions are more focused on the things that we don't want. We don't want to be lazy. We have to do the exercise. We have to do, you know, these types of things. Whereas wishes are totally focused on what we do want for our lives, which is really, there's an important difference there. One definitely vibrates at a higher frequency energetically.
And every time you take those small actions and inspired steps towards your wishes, that indicates to the universe that you really want it.
Yes.
So it in turn can then feed that flow.
And it feeds off those emotions even more.
Yes.
And it increases.
Amplifies.
Yes, everything is. So we have something else that we're very excited about. We've decided to start our own 20 wishes group in our office that would meet once a month for 12 months to support each other and help be cheerleaders of sorts along this journey.
I'm super excited about this. As we were trying to list our 20 wishes, mm-hmm. it was so much easier to feed off one another.
Yes.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. You know, like, oh yeah, a cooking class. That's a great idea. I'd love to learn how to do this in the kitchen. Or, you know, I haven't thought about learning how to dance in a while. That would be super fun to take up a new dance style or something like that. And so if you are finding you're limited in thought, having a group to go to helps to get that more expansive feeling. I like the word expansive around the swishes
yes,
idea because it really does have this element of growth to it. And there's that. When we're talking about the quote off the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the idea when that foundation started, it was actually because one guy had a conversation with another guy about this child he knew, and they got so many people involved to make this wish come true. And a group can do that. And maybe it's just, I know a guy. Oh, yeah, you want to do that?
Absolutely. The other thing that's really interesting to me is the statistics, the percentage of children who go on and make it that have been involved in Make-A-Wish versus those who haven't. My God, is that drastic?
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, this is life-changing. Let it be that for you.
I keep thinking about, like, collective heart.
Yes.
When you're all working towards this, just all these beautiful things together, and me wishing something for you, I wish your wishes come true. You know, I hope your wishes
Absolutely.
Come true. And feeding off of that with everybody is
very
something
positive.
To look forward to.
Yes. So if you'd like to be a part of this, too, we really want, we'd love it. You can register on our website so that we know how many to plan for in our space or if we need a little bit larger space. The first meeting's just going to be an introductory session, and we'll go forward from there. And there's absolutely no cost for this group. We just really want to encourage people to wish, dream.
Bring more joy into their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. We did have a lot of different things for both of us. I play quite a few instruments, but one of mine has always been to learn how to play the harp, which was kind of a fun thing too. You know, so it can be
amazing.
Yeah, it can be anything that you want it to be. It doesn't have to make sense. Even if you don't have, for instance, you know, the financial means to plan a trip to Paris or whatever, it's amazing how when you, you know, think, okay, I'm going to need about X number of dollars. It's amazing. Remember that the universe is always conspiring in your behalf. Over and over again in real life, I have found people who have received a check from a source that they never even saw coming for the exact amount that they need. So don't be afraid to put anything and everything out there. It's really an important thing. We really hope that you can see a positive difference from making wishes for your life and what this can hold for you. What we focus on does matter, and it is what we get more of in life. So what is it that you're going to wish for? And do you want support? Because we're there. We would love to have a group of people come, share that energy, bounce ideas off of each other, and really make this a year to remember. We'd like to thank you today for being with us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can also find our shows as podcasts on our website, AM950s, iTunes, and more. Join us next Saturday as we tackle the subject of expectations. Are they beneficial for us or not? Join us as we discover more about something all of us experience, our own and those of others that others have for us.